Thanks for calling. This is Chase.
Hey, this is Grace Thea.
Hey, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. That's great. How's the day so far? You back home?
Yeah, I just got home.
He tried yesterday calling you as well, and I think Sam spoke to your husband about it.
Yeah, I wasn't available yesterday. Yeah, I had something going on.
That's fine. Well, I have a couple of good news for you. So,
okay.
So I'm pretty sure you will be overwhelmed with the things. However, first of all, let me just bring Sam on the phone so that he could show you the changes that he has done on the website so far, and then we can talk about the distributor part that you were concerned about so that we could fix that, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay on the line, please. All right, Grace, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, can you check your email, the teamwork?
Okay. Okay, so I see the web content questionnaire.
Mm-hmm, yes. So that is something that I think that you've seen it right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just have to fill it out. Just skip it right now. And can you look at the message for the website? Because the form, you need to fill it out.
Okay, message. Okay, I need invoice. When did you send the, I'm seeing, kindly fill out this form and share it with us.
No. Just refresh the page, and you will see the new message.
Okay. Nope. Let me see if it's this one. Is that one? Is it? Okay. So.
All right, just
okay. No, I see. I think I see it now. Okay.
You see it?
Right.
I'm putting you on a mute.
Yeah, I see it now. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
let me open it up as well on my system. So that is something that he have made the changes onto it.
The one that you have where it says where you have the shop by categories.
Yes.
You've seen that it's like that second phase of it.
Do you
where
see
I
it
said
like?
Where it says shop by categories, that section.
Right. So they have basically changed it for you.
Yeah. And is he gonna like remove the shade that's on it, like you know the dark color shade, like? Or this is just like how the layout, how it's gonna look.
Yeah, that is how it's gonna look. So let me bring on Sam. Sam on the phone so that he can. All right. So this is how it is exactly going to look like, and it will be working onto it. Because you told us to use some of the things from the previous side to this side, which we have added
right.
on. So if you come down in the feature products, we have added that as well. We have added the summer collection part, the bestseller option, and, of course, the things that you have told us, we have basically also added that too.
Right. Nice. I like this. Yep.
Okay, and now on the top, if you see the categories, of course, we will change it according to the categories that we will be selling out. And then because first time it was coming up on the left side, now it's coming up onto the top, as you said.
Right, that's how I wanted it, yep.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So this is how it is. Now, the logo, you told us that you will finalize it, so that's why we haven't put the logo up. So what will be the logo?
The logo is going to be the one of the puzzle pieces,
Okay.
I like the yellow background one. The puzzle pieces with the yellow background. I was wondering if that last I think it's a baby, the Y, if you could change it from the gray to like a lime green, because like I want the colors to be more popping.
Let me just go ahead and talk to the designer and just let you know about it. Can you stay on the line?
Absolutely.
Please stay on the line. All right, Grace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry for keeping you on hold. Actually, Sam is basically on another line, and he will be the one who will be taking the changes so that he could fix it out for you. So just keep the changes with you. Have you? Do you know what changes you want? Like, have you write it down, or is that something? Or can you reply to the teamwork? Can you reply to the teamwork?
Okay, I'll add it into the team. I just have it on my paper, but I'll just add it in.
Yeah, please do that. And also, the logo will be the puzzle one that will be finalizing it, right?
Right, the puzzle one.
Okay. And one more thing that I just needed to know, like as far as the products are concerned, would you just be selling the baby items, or you might be selling the men's, women's clothing as well? Just asking.
It's babies, the toddlers, kids.
Kids till and what age?
At 10.
At 10, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And women.
And
women maternity.
Women with what?
Maternity. The maternity,
maternity
wear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you had a chance to talk to any distributor? Because you said that you were also going to. So what's the feedback? What happened?
The thing is, where my frustration comes in is that when I sent out a couple of emails, they're saying that they don't, and I don't understand what that means.
Okay.
So
what's
they,
that? Tell me.
They, okay, so let me tell you. So I have like 6 or 8 of them that I tried reaching out to. Let's see what I have right here. They're saying that I have to, they don't have the connection to dropship.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dropship app. I don't know what that means. And then they're saying like I have to download the PDF and upload it to the site, and I don't know what that is about. I thought that would have been something that I'm trying to find, because it's just been a lot that I wrote down, and I don't know if because I'm trying to do it all. Okay, so this one right here. Yes, like it's saying, it doesn't have the no dropshipping tools. Sync the catalog to eStore via CS files. No dropshipping tools.
You skip that part. I will take care for it.
Use sync logic or something.
Right.
Or SynC, and I don't know what that is. Like
Can you forward the email to me?
It's not an email, it's a website. Like, once I go in and I sign up for it, or I have one that emailed me back, a couple of them that emailed me back.
But that's
I can
fine,
send
that's
those
fine. You leave it that way. I have already found a solution. Let just basically Sam come up, and he will surely going to be assisting us. So let me just bring him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, just give me a minute. Sam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here too.
Perfect. So, yeah, I'm great. Thank you. What about yourself?
I'm okay.
All right, so I have Gracia with me, if you remember. So,
yes.
So she basically liked what you have did so far as the design, but she have a couple of changes which she wanted to let you know. And also the logo that she had picked up, that will be the puzzle one. The logo that was the first one which have like the puzzle cubes in it. So that's the one she'll go with, and that's what we're simply going to use. And Gracia, you can let him know about the changes. Have you sent him on the teamwork?
Okay. I was looking at something else. No.
Okay.
I'm going to send it on the teamwork.
Yeah, you can let him, on the teamwork as well. You can send that as well. And also let him know on the phone so that he could know.
Okay. Sam, I was just saying I'm using the logo, that Chase design, and the one that says with the puzzle pieces that says Baby Blings. But there's one that's in the yellow. I think it's highlighted with yellow. It has the pink B, the blue A, the red B, and the gray Y. I wanted that gray to change to like a lime green, just because I'm trying to keep the colors bright. I looked at the website. I like what I'm seeing. Shop now, view more, the categories. With a cat where it says shop by categories, I noticed this is just like the example. I understand that. Is it that you're going to take off that shade? Remember I said if you put the pictures up, if you could just take off the dark color shade that's on it?
Okay.
Just to make the pictures pop on there brighter.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says featured products, is it just going to be like a still picture, or is it like there can be like animation down here? Like, I don't know. I'm asking.
The feature products you're talking about?
Right, where it says feature products, and then you just have like the still pictures.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is it possible? I don't know. I'm asking. Is it possible for me to get like some, you know, like at the top where the picture is moving or changing?
Yeah, it will be possible. No problem. I can add that feature.
Right. So just to have that there. Where it says the 50% hot summer collection, whatever. I like the picture, that you have the picture there, but I don't want any, I don't want the shade. Like, I don't want that gray color thing over it. I want the site to be colorful and attract. Yeah, and for bestsellers, yes, bestsellers can be like how you have it there with the still pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, what did I do? Yeah, the bestsellers can, and I like at the bottom where it has the free shipping, all of that information about shipping. Well, yeah, it's not going to be free shipping. Well, you know, just say shipping information, shipping info, whatever, online payment, all of that. That's perfect at the bottom. Could this part be like, you know, like it's like popping in and out? I don't know what you call that, like some movement.
Can you come back? What did you say?
Say that again, please.
What did you say? Can you come again?
The very last, I think I'm going to use the word banner, where it has it's in blue, and it says free shipping, online payment, all of that stuff. I'm wondering if that could be like, I know there's a word for it, I just don't remember, where like it's popping in and out, like it's moving in some kind of a way, as if it's all, apart from just being still.
Hey, Gracia, are we on speakerphone because you're cutting in and out?
Oh, yeah, because I was writing. Hold on. Yeah, that's the reason. Is this better now?
Yes, now it's better. Please come back.
Yeah,
come
sorry,
on, one more
sorry
time.
About that. Sorry about that. The last banner that's in blue at the bottom.
that says free shipping. Yeah, online payment, 24/7 support, that kind of a thing. Would it be possible to have that, like it's popping in and out? I don't know, like some kind of movement with that banner right there.
Yes. Yes, we can do that. No issue.
Yes. So, right. So I want it to be like more, want it to be colorful. And at the top where it's changing to the different items and stuff, are you going to put pictures with babies or toddlers, pictures, mm-hmm. and not just like the items? And, yeah. So far, that's all I have. But I like the whole layout of how it's all laid out so far. I like that.
All right.
Okay.
So that's it, right, Gracia? Any more changes so
right.
far?
That's it so far. Did you wrote those down, Sam?
Yes. I wrote
okay.
down, right?
Okay. Okay. All right. Yes, that's it for the changes so far.
Now you just have to basically fill out the form for the content so that we could create the verbiage for you. Now, Sam, I have given you a task the other day to find the best distributors. I've given you some numbers. So what's the update on that?
Yeah.
All right. I worked on it. I got one which is the best for her website, which is a Spocket, which can easily...
Say that one more time, please. Can you say that again?
Spocket.
Spocket, okay.
Spocket. Mm-hmm.
Right. These are the best. Actually, they are providing all the baby products and other stuff as well. And, and they can give all the products to your clients directly. You don't need to work on and pay to order.
See, I just don't want, like, Gracia to basically do anything because she don't know about the websites and the technical stuff of it, and that's what was basically keeping her frustrated, that if she has to do everything, then what's the purpose of getting the website? So I think that was the case. So I totally understand that. That's why I told you the other day that no need to be worried about it. We're surely going to fix it up. So Sam, please go ahead and let us know how the things will work out, how the customers will be making an order, and what needs to be done from Gracia's side, from my side. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So once we'll be creating an account on the Spocket, right, so it will be integrated with her website. And whatever the product they want to be, import from the Spocket, they can easily import it from the Spocket to her site, right? But here's the case, Chase. Whenever she will receive an order, right, so she needs to be open this Spocket to review all the orders, how many orders she has received today.
Just to make sure that the orders are not bluff and she's basically getting the right orders and everything, right? And she could approve that.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Once she approves it, right, then that order automatically plays and the Spocket will deliver that order to their clients.
So what about the invoicing, the billing, or the part? How would that work?
The Spocket will be take care of it. The Spocket dashboard has the option for the invoicing and the orders for each and everything's there.
All right.
She can easily track all the things.
All right. So I think it's a one-time solution for the lifetime. And do they offer, like, maternity products as well for women's?
I need to see that. But I know what they are providing.
They're providing, like, the toddlers, the baby products. Everything is there, right? Okay. So Gracia, I think that's an offload from your shoulders.
Oh yes, that was it. That was my frustration. Because I don't understand what any of the other stuff was. PDF files, all, I don't know what all of that was. I mean, from the distributors, like, they wanted me to do that to get to their website. So I am like, I don't know anything, and I'm sitting there frustrated. I was at the computer from 9 o'clock in the morning until, like, because I didn't go to work that day. I specifically didn't go to work that day, and I sat here from 9 o'clock all the way until 8 p.m., trying to send emails and going back and forth, and I was just...
I think, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I think that was the karma, because likewise, teachers give the homework to the students and they work all day. I think
okay, Chase.
That basically
okay.
came down to you.
okay.
All right, so Sam, what's
so
the process?
Need, so my job is to go to Spocket and create an account with Spocket.
No, you don't need to be create any account, Theresia. We will do it for you, right? And Chase, here's the thing.
I think that the account would be created by Sam itself, because I think they will ask you all the information, which will be technical, of course, like the C file, S file, and something like that. Yes,
right.
Right, Chase. So here's the two things I need to mention to you, Chase, which is one for the integration cost and the second one for your account creation cost, which will need to be applied on this pocket. So please take care of it.
Where it's shipping from? May I ask, like, which country? Or do they have, like, a warehouse in the U.S.? Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
They have a warehouse in the U.S.?
Right. So the shipping and everything will be taken care of by Spocket, as what I have understood. And he's saying, like, we need to take care only for two parts to make our life easier. One is basically the account creation fee, because, of course, the account would be under your name, as you will be the one collecting the money and doing everything about it, because we cannot create the account from our company's account. And, of course, the account which will be created, it will simply going to be having your billing details and your billing information as well, right?
Sam, is that a question for me or for Sam?
No, that was basically, I was just letting you know about it, that of course will be your business.
Yeah, so I would have to create that account to set up that financial part of it.
No, for the financial part, how that would work, I think Sam will be taking you over the phone with the Spocket team, with you, and maybe with your bank as well, so that you could fix it up. Because I think Sam's teams basically go ahead and they provide 100 or 1,500 users every single month, or maybe more than that, for their basically services to get. So whatever the price is, they will be getting. For Sam or for their company, of course, you will not going to get the discounted price. You will be getting original price. So, Sam, what's the fee on the account creation, and what's the fee to integrate the account setup fee? And I think that is a lifetime fee, so by which the products, the things can be uploaded. And one question I have for you, let's say that right now, if you're going and adding up the toddlers or the babies products, Sam, and in the future, can we add the women's clothing, boys' clothing, if you're looking to expand the business? Please let us know about it, because I think that is something which is very important.
Yeah, you see, now you're asking all the right questions, Chase.
See, I got a good teacher. That's all I can say.
Of course, Chase, you're right. It's, in the future, she's willing to expand their business. So definitely, she can add women to, you know, any kind of product she can add on our website, and they can expand it. And they can use the same Spocket for the dropshipping.
Perfect. So, yes, go ahead and throw the cost. I'm pretty sure it will be lower than what I'm expecting right now, because I know it's a one-time thing. And Gracie, I've already spended the things, and I know this is something which needs to be done. But right now, I think she's basically more confident in terms of that everything will be done by us. She don't have to do anything about it, and the system will be set it up. So what's the cost, Sam? Can you please check and let me know?
Yes, please. Give me a time, like a 1 minute, so I can check it.
Okay. All right.
I feel like 500 pounds just lifted off of me.
So I was busy at that particular point when you basically asked me to go ahead and search it for, but I had some contacts, I have some reviews and everything about it, which I've already sent it out to him so that he could work on it, because I told you that I was working for one of my clients on the marketing. And we're trying to basically bring her up the Facebook likes, the Instagram followers, the YouTube views, and we're trying to basically get the business rolling for it.
Oh, okay. Because I remember when I spoke with Thomas, I told him, I said, I have no idea what I'm doing.
So, because I actually went with another company, but because I liked the conversation I had with Thomas, he, you know, and he said, Gracia, I would like your business, so we will do what the other company is doing. We can add that on for you. And I'm like, you know what? I like how he spoke. I said, but remember, I don't know anything. He said, we got you. We can do all of that. So when you said, oh, you have to find my own.
No.
I was
just giving you the idea that if maybe you could find somebody better according to the product that you're looking for. But that is not the case. That is not the case. I told you initially on the phone that there might be costs involved. But the work could be done according to the way you want it because you're setting it up so that you could leave your job from 8 to 3 that you're doing and get the money rolling out from this particular business, right?
That's exactly the plan, Chase. That's the plan.
Right.
Okay, Chase, so I just saw the prices. So here's the full price for the account creation and integration. For the account creation price, it will be $1,000. And for the integration, it will be $1,500.
Sam, don't you think it's too much?
Say that again. I can't do that. I definitely can't do that.
Right. Just give me a minute, Gracia.
Sam,
what's the price again? It's like 10,000, you said?
No, it's not 10,000. It's 1,000 for the account creation and 1,500 for integration.
No. I think that's a lot. Do some better. Do some better thing onto it.
Nope.
Okay.
I wouldn't even think of that.
3 pounds for it. Let me see what I can do for it.
Oh, I think...
I can't. Mm-mm.
Just give me a minute. Let's just see what he can do, because I think he's just offering you the lifetime particular plan, which he can expand, of course, and get the things. So he said, like, I think 1,000 for the account creation, in which he'll be setting up the account, and 1,500 for the integration. So that's approximately $2,500 that he's talking about.
Yeah.
But that's not something that you will surely going to not pay, of course.
Nope.
All right, just give me a minute. Let's just see.
If that's the case, then I guess I'm just going to have to go figure something out because, no.
Hello, can you hear me,
Gracia? Yeah.
All right. Can you let me know what's your zip code? So I can see how much...
28262. My zip code is 28262.
Oh, are you in North Carolina, right?
You're right.
Sam, I'll give you... please go ahead and let me know what's the discount that you're getting on it, and then I'll see what's the best I can do.
Okay. Hey, Gracia and Chase, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
All right, so apply after the zip code I have applied in my system, right? So the $500 discount rate that he's getting. As per his
how much?
$500. So the total amount was like $1,000 for the account creation and $1,500 for the integration. The total was $2,500. But after the zip code I have applied, so now she was $500 discount. So right now the price becomes $2,000.
That's still more for a client like this. That will surely going to give us business in the future. I think that's still more. Can you apply a discount code, Sam?
Sure. I have coupon. I can apply that coupon and let you how much discount you can.
And I'm giving you. And I'm giving you one more as well. Just write down the code.
Sure. Go ahead.
It's 0900.
Mm-hmm.
786.
Okay.
01.
Gotcha. Just give me 1 second.
I think that is something I'm pretty sure. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
If you have vented out by your side and got the thing set it up, then I'm pretty sure that would have basically cost you more But I'm just trying my best to see what's the best we can do because this thing needs to be there. So let's just wait what he have to basically say or what's – because I've already given him a discount, which I was keeping it for another of one of my another client. But I'll shortly going to take care of him. Don't worry.
All right, sis. So, Gracie, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So I just have my coupon as well. So, and the trade just provided us. So after the two coupon, I have applied on your account. So now we got $1,000 discount straight. So now the price is $1,000 in total.
And that is for both the things, right? Like the account creation and the integration of the particular Sprocket as well.
Yes, you're right.
That's $1,000, you said.
That's what I heard, right, Sam?
Yes.
And that is for?
That is for the account creation and integration.
And that's for lifetime, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So account creation, I'm writing this down. Account creation and what?
The integration for the system to be uploaded. Yeah, to be uploaded on the system so that you can have the products the way you want it and everything.
Okay, integration to system. Okay, and you said they offer all types of baby clothing and accessories, correct?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. This looks somewhat manageable now. This looks more manageable.
Right.
Of course, I can't do like right now because I'm going to have to talk to the husband. So, right. So, but, yeah.
Okay. So, Sam, when do you think we need that particular part? Can you do that before the end of the day? Can you give us an answer by that?
Would I be able to give you an – yeah, I can give you an answer by the end of the day. I'm going to have to call him when he's still at work. Yeah.
I hope that he's having a good mood.
And,
me too, because he's like
–
yeah.
Sorry,
say that again, please.
Yeah, here's a surprise for her because the Sprocket is if we will go ahead and integrate the Sprocket with her site. So the Sprocket is not the only one who is providing the product for the dropshipping. The AliExpress also option, which is Sprocket is offering for their clients if the Sprocket is not providing any product. So you can we can dropship all the product from the AliExpress. And you know that so AliExpress has 10,000, 20,000 plus products at a time.
Right, right.
That is a surprising thing for her, and that is a more known good thing for her for her business in the future.
So what he's saying is that you will not only going to be getting the attention for Scops for Sprocket, but you will be having the distribution from AliExpress as well, depending on which route you would like to go with. And then the best part is that you know the way I think that you have searched it out, Gracia, that AliExpress offers you a vast variety of products.
Yeah.
So everything will be done. The only thing that you will simply going to be doing is approving the orders by going onto the Sprocket website once we'll send you the credentials so that you could know how much does it worth, what you're paying, and what's the profit that you're getting.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the only part which is an easiest part, I think. You will not be indulged with the integration or nothing like that. And I think once that is done, the website is already will go on to the development phases. So if you can give us the answer before the day end, we can start off the work, kickstart it, add the products, add the integration, then work on the animations that you have said, add your logo on the website so that you could still see the website is moving on.
Okay. I have a question. That's Sprocket. Would it, like, when the products go out to the customers, would it be having baby blings, like it's coming for, is it like a generic box it's going to just, or package? Is it,
so how that will simply going to work, that on the website when they place the order, of course it will show them, thank you for choosing baby bling, right? But once the parcel will go out, that will just be an ordinary thing because we are not packaging the particular parcel. So that's the case. So they will receive the order from them. However, the invoice would be generated and everything will be sent out from baby bling.
Okay, so they would get that in their mail or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. And I would have to go on the website and choose the products because then that's how I'm going to know, like, what...
Yes, you will choose the products. You will let us know how much profit you would like to make. Like, say that if there's a baby suit, It's basically the original price is $20. Then, of course, on your website, we will have $5 or $10 more so that you can get the profit, right? And then once the order is being placed, you will go to your Spocket account that we will create. You will know what products have been coming up. You will just approve it. Spocket will take the payment from your account, and the client have already paid you in your account. So let's say that if I was a client, I paid you $30, and then once you're approving the order, then you're paying $20 to them, so you made $10 profit. So that's how it will work.
Okay. So, with the taxes and all of those, that would be calculated in the person's prices and all of that part of it? Is that how?
We will simply going to be adding up the taxes or the shipping kind of fee included in the price. So let's say that the product was $20, we will put like $10 profit and $10 taxes and shipping. So that's how we're simply going to do it.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let me go try to talk to my husband and see if I can give you a response for like that portion of it. If I wanted to use Printful as a distributor, would that be possible?
No. The Printful is which basically
like if I wanted to. Yes, the ones that because they have some stuff that I saw that I would that be possible, or I would only have to use the Spocket?
No, actually, they don't provide the drop shipping part, so that's why we cannot basically use it. However, you can do one thing, that you can buy the products from them, and we can put their particular products that you like on a profitable rate. That's what we can do.
Okay. There's something. Oh, I got an email about approving. Let me go back to the email. It says WordPress.com. Reminder: activate babywares on WordPress. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Do you know anything about that?
Can you send us the email, or can you just take the screenshot?
Yeah,
off
I can forward it to. Yeah, I'm gonna forward it. It just says I need to confirm babywares. I don't know what that is from PayPal at WordPress.
That's fine. Meanwhile, let me just go ahead and tell Sam to basically get the changes done for you, and then we'll hopefully wait for the answer for you. You can either send me a text message that yes, it's good.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
text you and let And if he says no, we can't. I don't know. But if he said would it be possible for if we can't use Spocket, is there another option? Like
all the other options was higher in the price, trust me. And they were not delivering. They were not delivering what we were expecting. So over here, you're getting one dart with two kills, AliExpress and Spocket. So that's the best part. And I think the original price was $2,500. We have bring it down to $1,000 just for a reason that we would like to work with you for a longer run.
Right. All right, then. Let me call him and hear what he has to say about this part of it. I can explain that part.
Just explain the way that what exactly you'll be getting, what's the part. And, of course, do let him know that we did give you discounts so you don't think like you're always hunting down and everything about it. So just say some good words about it as well so that we could be in safe space.
Because he was frustrated with me that night. So, let me try to
let
stay
know,
well.
Let him know that now things are fixed up and this will be for lifetime.
Okay. And you said, any of the products that I put on the website, how would I get a sample of those? Like, I would have to order it from them to, see what.
Exactly. That's how you'll simply get it.
Okay. All right. Okay, I will text you.
No problem.
Later. All right. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.